This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Evening. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com, just so everybody knows this is real. It's not Memorex. And joining me once again on Mondays, as we normally do, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It is great to hear you again. You sound good.
That's a miracle.
That's a miracle. How so?
I had after I did the Tuesday last week was my last live show. I got sick. I mean, just like overnight, I got sick. I ran a fever for the rest of the week. I mean, literally the rest of the week till Sunday morning.
I'm glad you're back with me now. Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, what's on your mind today?
The world kept turning. Now, oftentimes the media borrows our watch to tell us what time it is. So the things that you and I, gosh, we've been into a gun store. We've been into Walmart. We've been into our local sporting goods store. Yeah, gun buys month to month, year to year, up 95%.
Yeah.
Ammo sales increased by 139%, so more than doubled. Interesting quote, which I hadn't seen other places. Sales to black Americans jumped 58%. So sure. Almost two-thirds.
Yeah.
The latter to me is great. All that's great news for me, particularly the latter.
Okay.
There was another article that came out, and let's put two and two together. This was a bunch of sociology studies. I wonder if it wasn't funded by Bloomberg. I didn't dig deep enough to find out. But it said that we don't all view guns in the same way. We already knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Some
shocker.
Of us are there.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't take a PhD to tell us that. Self-defense is one purpose, recreation for others, and for others, it's a political position. The Second Amendment-focused gun culture, the political gun culture, is most common in liberal states where much of the population ends in an urban setting, can often be Hispanic, and states with very restrictive firearms laws.
Okay.
When you take our guns away, we notice. Okay,
sure.
I'm going to go one step more. When we look at a survey of new gun owners, these are that, what was it, 40% of these gun sales in the last few months, let's just call it this year, have gone to new gun owners, and then they focused on the 18 key battleground states. They found out that the number one reason for firearms ownership is protection, and that those new gun owners are opposed to any more firearms restrictions. They said, we've had enough gun control. Thank you very much. That was a survey released by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
That's interesting. Only, but it also... it makes me wonder if this is just for the new gun. Are these new gun owners? Or are we saying these are sort of left leaning?
Those are
gun
the
owners?
New gun owners in those battleground states. So of all gun owners, you know, I'm thinking what new gun owners in Texas think isn't a big deal. Maybe not in California either, but in the battleground states, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Right.
Right. They said self-defense by almost a third. Now, that's out of some seven different categories. Only 2%, for example, said they were interested in collecting or target shooting.
Yeah, I would see where. I mean, I'm not a collector. I am not a collector.
Right.
If I have a gun I'm not using, it's probably going to get gone.
Yes. You know, and before we go into the news too deeply, I want to come back to this later with you. I've been thinking of selling some of my guns that I'm not using. I've got, you know, essentially duplicates.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, if there are people who are having trouble getting a gun, you know, I've got some duplicate 22s. Maybe that would be where someone would want to start. Is this a good time to sell for people to get? I've also heard people say you never sell a gun.
Well,
obviously have.
Today, James Yeager got on Instagram, and he said that, you know, everybody's talking about an ammunition shortage, but those of you that listen to me that bought it cheap and then stacked it deep. He looks around, then looks at the camera and says, you need to figure out how much you need and sell the rest, and sell it at the premium.
I've heard some of these new gun owners express their frustration to me. They go, I got a gun, but I could barely get any ammo for it. How do we train? And I'm going, okay, let's go train on my 22 because, you know, it's cheap. I've got some, and I've got some 9 and 45 that we can get you through with. I understand their problem. Yeah, you know gun owners, gun manufacturers are just going hammer and tongs as fast as they can. And I've heard you online mention Ace Firearms is also producing self-defense ammo. So,
well, they're not producing it. They're buying it. I mean, they have a supplier. They're a law enforcement supplier, although they've been hit. As soon as I put that out, they started getting popped. But, I mean, like in the gun industry, Nighthawk Customs, where the entry-level gun is $3,400, their business is up over 120%.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's across the board, whether it's the base. Today I went into a gun shop. I'm on the quest right now. I'm trying to figure out what is the best double-stack 45 ACP.
Okay.
So I went into a place that had Steve Fisher recommended the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0.
Okay.
45 ACP, which was good because there were no Glock 21s to be had anywhere.
Huh.
I went into Palmetto State Armory, which is like a gun shop superstore, and normally they have four cases of Glocks with four shelves in each case, full of Glocks. And this time they had four. Glocks.
Wow.
Four. And but they did have this gun. But I mean, finding guns is hard. Their ammo is completely depleted. I can see, you know, picking out one or two or three people and saying, hey, okay, I've got a couple guns to sell here. You know, I can't replace it if something goes wrong. So, you know, there's not going to be any good buddy discount here, but I will make it available to you. And I do have some ammo to go with it, too. You know, I could see doing that.
Well, we want new gun owners. If it took me to sell some of my firearms to get them, it would be worth it.
Yeah. Coming up on the first break, of course, you can find Rob's stuff at Slofax WordPress blog, slofax.wordpress.blog. There he writes all of his stuff. It starts there, then it goes to clashdaily.com, then it goes to ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and you were going to tell me something about pistol caliber carbines and to clarify.
Right. I couldn't remember exactly where I ran myself over, but having recovered during the break, hit probability, that's the primary advantage the pistol caliber carbine has. Sure. Over a pistol is higher hit probability. It's not a magic pill. You still have to do the work. And it really depends on how good you are with a pistol in the first place.
Right.
But hands down, from a technical standpoint, you should have a much higher hit probability with a pistol caliber carbine than you would a pistol.
That's what I would think. I would agree with that. Is it also going to have a faster terminal ballistic as far as getting down range? And
well, that's what that was part of or an extension of what I stated earlier about
hit probability.
The difference in velocities.
Right.
And regardless of whether you're using a pistol or a carbine, you need to know where it hits. You need to be absolutely confident in knowing it's a zero range, but where to aim on a target at varying distances. What a lot of people miss is actually very easy. It may not be easy to do, but it's certainly not hard. You have to be able to judge distance accurately.
Right.
Otherwise, you can't really rely on, I mean, you can judge the distance out to, you know, your zero distance, I'm sure.
Right.
But, you know, you've got to kind of take it apart and look at it and understand it, put it back together, and then do it. And it's, you know, some of the simpler things that make people better shooters than others because they understand the mechanics better.
So on a rifle, as far as like an AR-15 that might be set up as a pistol caliber or a AR-15 pistol configuration, where do you think the sweet spot is as far as barrel length on that? Because I have a 7-inch and I have an 11-inch.
Well, my only experience is with a 16-inch.
Okay.
The pistol caliber carbine that I'm currently running as a primary for whatever application is a Wilson Combat AR-9. And they did an outstanding job in respect to laying the gun out as an AR in respect to the location and function of the controls. Not everything is identical, but it's not a big leap of the, you know, it doesn't take a leap of the imagination to you know, figure out the change. But it runs like a sewing machine. It just, it's real fun to shoot. And if you know what you're doing with it, I've got a good hard zero at 93 yards. There's a story behind that, but I'll spare you. It was the maximum distance I had at the time to actually hard zero the gun. But, you know, I agree that the pistol caliber carbine, it's a niche weapon. It has its place in respect to urban combat. It has its place in the competitive realm. And, you know, it has its place as a home defense weapon as well. I mean, if you're willing to, accept the difference, you know, in respect to your, you know, having a higher hit probability, you don't feel confident with a pistol, get you a pistol caliber carbine. And solve that problem.
Do you think caliber matters with a pistol caliber carbine?
In respect to, that could go a couple different directions.
Well, let's say you're working in really, really close, and you're dealing with people that might be wearing soft body armor.
Right. Well, I mean, even soft, I don't know, I can't remember. I think there's a newer level
There may be. It's been a while since I looked. I'm just thinking about
even soft armor. Is I don't know anybody really that uses just soft armor anymore. I mean, it's pretty much become a standard to have front and rear plates.
Right.
Front and rear plates. But if I had a choice in respect to the pistol caliber, carbine's caliber, I would choose 10 millimeter over any other caliber. The it's flat shooting, hard hitting.
Right.
I'm not talking about like the over-the-counter 10 millimeter they sell at Outdoor World. Not that it's bad ammo, but I want 10 millimeter ammo that is loaded legitimately at minimum chamois spec pressures.
Right. And let me explain, because I have some of the 10 millimeter ammo you're talking about, not the Sammy spec, but the other stuff. A lot
right.
of people will go and buy 10 millimeter ammo to train with that is less punishing on the shooter, and it really
right.
depends
so
upon the
ammo.
Yeah, it really depends upon the frame of the gun. To me, if you're going to shoot, if I was going to shoot a lot of full house ammo, I'd probably want to shoot the Glock. If it's in the handgun, now
right.
once you get into the carbine thing, now everything is much better because it's heavier, it's longer, it's you know you're in recoil mitigation heaven then. But yeah, the,
right.
there's two brands of 10 millimeter. There's the kind that you can shoot all day and have five pieces of brass in the air and feel like a big dog, and then there's the kind that'll punch a nice neat hole in a grizzly bear's skull.
10 millimeter.
Yep.
It'll do it.
You hang on right there for me. We're coming up on the next break. Right now as we speak, Dave is working on getting his website more comprehensive to where you can go look at it and figure out whether or not you have the time and he's going to be in the vicinity for you to go train with him. That's something I'm going to have to figure out at some point. And then, of course, if you just want to know what Dave's got going on, well, you can go to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. There he does some very nice guitar picking and some other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is blasting Republicans for their unwillingness to compromise on more coronavirus relief.
I hope saner voices in the Republican Party will prevail and say, sit down with Pelosi, sit down with Schumer, and meet them in the middle, for God's sakes. That's what we're willing to do.
Schumer speaking there on MSNBC, he was not asked why Democrats shot down a proposal that would have kept enhanced unemployment benefits at $600 while the negotiations continue. Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for everyone that was looting in downtown Chicago on Sunday night.
This is not anywhere near acceptable.
Over 100 people were arrested and 13 officers hurt after the looting and violence in Chicago over the weekend. You're listening to USA
Radio News. Any coronavirus vaccine developed in the United States would be shared with the international community only after the needs of Americans are met. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. Azar making those comments during his visit to Taiwan. The White House says Democrats left the president no choice but to take executive actions to bring Americans more COVID-19 relief. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Over the weekend, President Trump signed several orders aimed at extending enhanced unemployment benefits, discouraging evictions, and deferring the payroll tax. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying Democrats failed to deliver, so the president had to take action.
Politics, as usual, should find no place during this pandemic, but Democrats rejected multiple clean bills to provide relief.
She says as long as Democrats don't play politics, the White House is willing to discuss further relief measures.
President Trump adding in a tweet that Democrats know his number. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but when you travel, is body armor part of your kit when you travel? Because, I mean, you got out of the military in 2003, right?
Correct.
See, when I was in the military, we didn't have optics and we didn't have body armor. We had a few other things, but we didn't have optics, we didn't have body armor, we did not have trauma kits, as a matter of fact. We just had a dressing. So, why don't you carry body armor? I'm curious about that.
Because of the excess baggage charge, dude. If I took full kit with me on every gig that I did, that was, right, you know, necessary to do so in the first place, basically, I would have to break it into two packages. You know, what I can carry, what I would carry, maintain positive control of my firearms, but then all the ancillary supporting equipment I would ship. See what I mean?
I do.
But either way, it takes a little more effort to pull things off, but, you know, they're, you know, kit and equipment is tools of the trade. Got to have them.
Right.
So whatever is required for what you have, you know, arranged to do, that's what you got to have. So you got to figure out how to pull it off.
Well, I mean, I've always had, you know, when I travel by plane, I don't carry a gun for the most part, or I haven't heretofore. I should start. But most of the time when I'm traveling by plane, I'm going to Vegas where you can carry a gun hanging around your neck. You just can't carry one into one of the hotels. in most cases, right? So
I'm not up to speed on that at all, man. That sounds horrible.
It is horrible, but I will tell you. I'll tell you my way around that. But we'll talk all about that offline, shall we? Anyway.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway. But what I'm thinking is, when I do carry something now, most of the time I'm going to carry. Yesterday, when I went and got my back worked over, I had to go to Columbia, South Carolina, where they've had some Antifa riots and everything else. So I had my 11-inch Spikes tactical AR-15 pistol. I had eight magazines to go with it in a go bag, a Hawks Precision go bag or something like Hawks bags. And I had a couple of magazines to go with my pistol that I had on me, and I had a spare magazine with me as I carried my pistol, but all of that was in that other bag. And my thought is, if I have to get out and abandon my vehicle, it's going to be a lot easier to grab those two things that are not on me and run as much as I can run and depart the AO. Than it would be that if I have to get out there and also, put on a plate carrier and start, strapping that sucker on, which I've never actually trained with one of those things on.
Wow. Then something I'd like to point out off the bat.
Please.
Is you would be surprised. You still there?
I am. Please.
All right, cool. Must have been on my end. The wearing, front and back plates, depending on make, model, and manufacturer, a.k.a. weight, has a direct influence on how well you can stabilize the firearm in support of aiming and firing. Don't discount that. Plus, you've got to take into consideration as your body position changes, those plates can't change. So you've got to adapt to that, just wearing it and bearing the weight. But you have to be physically fit, in addition to, whatever your average level of fitness is, it's going to have a direct impact on your mobility as well as just your physical ability to fight for as long as you are in shape to do it. So having all the gear is one thing. You got to wear it to make sure you can make it work for you. But, there's a cost.
Right.
You got to be ready to pay the price.
Yep.
For the value.
Yep.
Get your money's worth out of it.
But that's the thing. See, I'm trying to, I haven't replaced my knees yet. So my knees are going to be my weak point. So it doesn't really, I have erred on the side of ammo.
Okay.
I'd rather have extra ammo than have plates currently.
I understand that perfectly.
Yeah, and then there's I've eliminated the time to actually put the plate carrier on and everything else. I've seen some guys can do that really, really quickly. And I'm not, I use AR-500 armor steel plates.
Right.
The plate carrier only weighs 12 pounds with the plates.
Right.
So, it's not that heavy. I've just never run around with one of those things now. If somebody were to tell me, you need to go do a rush, where you slam down and come land on your knees and come up in the prone and everything, I would cry, Dave, if somebody told me to do that nowadays. I would just cry.
Wow. actually, what's happened to me?
Yeah.
This is kind of a stark realization on my part. However, it's just an observation. I have actually, over the years, been injured and surgeried and recoveried as many times as I have, it's actually kind of made me, the more I've been debilitated over the years, the more dangerous it has made me. I'm more likely to shoot you now than I probably was 10 years ago.
Well, you don't have the luxury of being able to try to get away, right?
Well, I can't get it hard to defend myself physically. I'm not saying I can't do it.
Right.
I'm just saying the risk versus gain isn't there. I can't afford to go hand to hand any longer. So my decision-making process will certainly be different from now on. You understand what I mean?
Oh, I do. I do. I had a T-shirt one time for the show, and it was the only one that I ever actually sold any of. And it was because of the message that was on the back of it, which the message was, knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot.
Say that one more time.
Knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot.
Oh, yeah, man. That'd make a good T-shirt.
It did, and I sold three or four of those, Dave. I was a clothing magnet for a moment. That's although fine. since then I have decided to get out of the clothing business and just stay in the radio business. You know, that's what it's all about. We're coming up on the next break, and the Combat Speed has its own website, combatspeed.com, and it is a work in progress. Sooner or later it will get to the point where you can book your class and figure out when the class is going to be, and maybe see a couple of instructional videos here and there. But in the meantime, you can go to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington, where there are instructional videos there. You can check that out at facebook.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington, I've been trying to figure something out. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but I know that you carry a lot of spare ammo. What, like 5 magazines, 6 magazines?
It would be a total of course, the pistol's loaded. Right. Off. And in support of the one in the gun, I have 4 reserves on my left side, and I wear 2 reserves in front of my holster on my right side. So, yeah, 6.
6. So when you with these, because I was thinking about getting some magazine holders made, but are all of these singles that
they're,
you use?
Yes, they're singles. And I prefer using singles because they adapt to your body much better. And in respect to, wearing them, being comfortable, and also using good gear that will bear the additional weight of the, not just, the 1 or 2 mags, but, possibly more reserve mags you would want to wear to support whatever environment you're in, whether, it's low, medium, high, threat, whatever.
Right.
But my basic loadout is just as I described it. And the reason for it, without getting into too much detail, is the simple fact that if I find myself, this is within the framework of my authority to apply lethal force, as I understand it, if I have to engage other human beings in that manner, I am confident that I have enough ammunition to fire and maneuver my way out of it.
Right.
And break contact. Now, if that requires me to, you know, engage 2, 3 or more individuals, that's fine. The last thing I want to be concerned about is, do I have enough ammo to do it in the first place? You see what I mean?
I do.
Why put that on yourself?
I get that. I'm just trying to figure out. I was thinking, like I said, I was thinking about having some made. I think I would like to. I just needed to know about the singles part of it. That's the one that has had me.
They're much more comfortable. You can adjust all of my reserve mags are individually adjusted for tension.
Right.
Based on where it's at on my body. Because when you're, see, we do the majority of our training standing on our own 2 feet, best case circumstances, relax, blah, blah, blah. But
right.
The first thing you have to understand is when your body position changes, access to your kit and equipment changes. And you've got to be accustomed to that. Now, from a standpoint of employing a pistol, I want to make, knowing I'm already behind the power curve because that's all I have to use, I at least want to have enough ammunition to have confidence that I can fire maneuver my way out of anything I find myself into, you know, whether it's on purpose or not, or, you know, by total accident or coincidence. You know, who makes the call on whether or not offensive action, if you make the decision to take offensive action and would understand that that was the best defensive course of action you could have executed?
Right.
You follow me on that?
I do, and I've been thinking about what you said in the last segment as far as now. You know, I have a background in hand-to-hand combat, and I really, along with the background, when you practice a lot of hand-to-hand combat, you have a lot of bad knees, your hands get, you develop calcium deposits on your knuckles and everything else, and it becomes sort of painful to get hand-to-hand with somebody as you age, doesn't it? Not to mention the fact that it's sort of a luxury that you can't really afford to go that
route. Right, exactly. And let me expand on that.
Sure.
Another aspect of it is, I'm not concerned about the pain. I've already accepted the fact I'm going to get hurt. It's, I cannot function at a level, or I no longer have confidence in my physical ability to physically protect myself, period. It's been compromised.
Right.
By age and injury. So I'm on a different decision-making loop. You see what I mean?
Oh, I absolutely do. I absolutely
you're
do,
right,
yeah.
Dude. I cannot afford to get hurt. I cannot allow myself to be hurt, physically hurt. And besides that, dude, I'm not going to allow you to put your hands on me anyway.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But I just hope I don't wind up in that set of circumstances. But I'm not going to, like, shirk my responsibility either, you know?
Right.
One thing I have noticed,
though, is that no matter, even with age, I don't see anybody that trains to the level you train that gets into a gunfight. It's as if the extra awareness that you guys bring to the... Yeah. You're looking ahead always. You're not sitting around with your head buried in your phone or anything.
Your level of awareness, your ability to read your environment. I mean, it's as simple as, what are you doing there in the first place?
Right.
I don't just arbitrarily wind up in places I have no business being.
Right.
That's never happened to me. I mean, you know, it's a very simple decision-making process. I can't imagine needing cash bad enough to be at an ATM at 2 or 3 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You know, that's just setting yourself up for failure.
Well, it's making a bad decision, isn't it? I mean, I've heard it from more than one instructor that if you're out there where you don't need to be, you should expect trouble.
Right.
And if you know you shouldn't be there, why are you there in the first place?
Well, exactly that. And the bottom line is, this is actually kind of funny, man. If that were to ever happen to me, people would probably blame me for doing it on purpose.
Well, I mean,
you know
it's,
what I mean?
That's the thing. I keep telling everybody, if you think it's bad now with some of these armed self-defense things that we read about, imagine what happens if you got somebody that's really put together well and trains hard and gets out there and just says, well, I got to shoot him till he goes down. That's probably going to be about 8 rounds because I'm quick. And then that happens. But we're running out of time. We have run out of time. So thank you very much for joining me. Catch Dave at his website, combatspeed.com. Catch him on Facebook at daveharrington.com. And I'll call you about the offline part later on.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care and be safe.
My distinct pleasure, young man.
All right. Take care.
Out of here. Coming up second hour, we're going to be talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.